This land is mine. God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can. And walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land a home if I must fight. I'll fight to make this land a home until I die. This land is mine.
Well, that was Richard Tucker from the Exodus song, and this is Charlie Bernhout. Hope you'll be enjoying these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. You know, the first hour is non-chazonis, and the second hour is strictly cantorial music. I will be heading to Israel in a few weeks, and yes, this land is ours. It is ours. God gave this land to us. And it's a tragedy as to what's going on right now, to say the least. You know my feelings are rather strong. I'll be partaking in part of a Chizuk group, which is run by Americans for Safe Israel. It's for 20 years now, twice a year. This group has seen the land. Our plan is to be in Hebron for Chai Sera and to visit some of our friends, many of our friends in the endangered communities. We'll see how the situation unfolds. But we must remain strong and not give in to the Arab enemy, that's for sure. I think we're living in very momentous times right now, and what crosses my mind is an incredible song that was written by Mordechai Gebertig in the late 30s foretelling the coming of the Holocaust. And Jan Pierce does, in my opinion, the finest rendition of Ez Brent. Essentially, the song says, it is burning, our town is burning. Yet you stand by with Felekta Hunt, with folded arms, looking on as the town is burning. And I pray that that's not what you're doing. We must fight wherever we're capable of fighting. If we're not there, there's certainly a lot to be done right here in America on behalf of our family in Israel. So let's hear this resounding song by John Pierce as Brent.
Es brennt, bei uns der Ohrenstätten aber brennt. Weise Winden mit Radosen reißen, brechen und zu blasen, starker noch die wilde Flammen, als herum schein brennt. Und ihr steht und kifft das Säuse, mit verlebter Hand. Und ihr steht und kippt das Eisig, unser stetes Brenn. Es brennt, Friederlach, es brennt. Es kann Cholile kommen der Moment, das ganze steht mit uns zusammen, soll er weg in Nacht in Flammen bleiben, wenn in noch ein Schlag schwarze Puste bennt. Und ihr steht und tief das sei sich mit verlegte steht und gibt das Eisig unser stetes Brenn. Es brennt, Friedelach, es brennt. Ist nur in Eichelein gewöhnt. Ob du Stechel ist als Teier, nimm die Kehl im löschten Feier, löscht mit Eier Regenblut, weißt du's ihr nur kennt. Und ihr steht und kippt das Säuse mit verlegte
Yes, it's Brent, and we stand by with Flechte Hand, with folded hands, looking on as our village is burning. Well, what can you do? Well, first of all, if you're one of those few people who still read that rag, the New York Times, you can let them know that you really resent the way they portray the news. It's so biased against Israel. You recall just recently over 1,000 Arabs tried to storm Israel and with stoning and Molotov cocktails and so forth. And the Israelis were forced to kill, I think it was 4 or 6 people. So the headline for the New York Times is 6 Palestinians killed by Israelis. Has nothing to do with the fact that 1,000 were out to destroy on their way to do whatever damage they could. It's always the focus is on the negative aspects of a situation. Rarely do they give the Jews a break. So if you're still one of those people reading the New York Times, you certainly can do one of two things. Stop your subscription and let them know why, or just continue to write letters, as you should be doing all the time, voicing your opinion. Even if you don't get published, they should know that you really disagree with their negative view of Israel. In my opinion, it's just an anti-Semitic rag, but that's besides the point. And I have friends who say, well, but the art section and all that, that's baloney. I wouldn't give them a penny. We stopped reading the paper for over 10 years ago. But if you continue to read it, at least let them know that you disagree with the way they position the news. It's always that Arab with the crying mother, the dead kid, and he may have just killed two or three little Israeli babies, but that's irrelevant. All that's important is that you see the poor Arabs, those hateful Arabs who are out to destroy Israel. By the way, they make no bones about it. You think that giving them Judea and Samaria is going to bring peace? They tell you that they don't view Judea and Samaria as Palestine. They view all of Israel as Palestine. So giving them land is not the answer. Strength, unfortunately, is the only thing that that matters to them. And it's a very, very tough situation, to say the least. And our government really doesn't help too much there. Yeah, we've got their back, yeah? Well, that's besides the point. Okay, I'll be in Yerushalayim as a few weeks from now, as I mentioned, and then partaking of our Chizuk group. And certainly, Yoram Gaon's Tein Shabbat V'Tein Shalom in Yerushalayim is a classic. So let's hear Yoram Gaon, Tein Shabbat, Tein Shalom.
Ani matiach lach yalda sheli ktana shezot tihye hamilchama achrona ani matiach lach yalda Shelikana Shezot Tihie Hamilchama Achrona Beshem Kol Hatankistim Ufnehem Ham Ubakot Asher Averuet Kol Haesh Vehashchikot בשם הימאים אשר פשטו על הנמלים ועיניהם כבדות ממלח וגלים אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה הטייסים אשר פרצו אל קרב זועם ונצרפו באש טילים ואש נונמם בשם הצנחנים שבין עופרת ואשל ראו אותך כמו מלאך מעל ראשם אני מרתיח לך ילדה שלי קטנה Shezot tihye hamilchama achrona
Okay, as you can tell, that was a miscue. Certainly, that's our dream. Shezot tia hamilchama ha'achrona. This will be the last war. That certainly is the dream. Okay, Yoram Gaon. Let's go on now to Tain Shabbat v'Tain Shalom.
Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir Yerushalayim v'ten lanu she'at malchut kazot she'bein arba'im ten shalom v'ten shabbat בעיר ירושלים הנה בא השבת עם סומק השמיים תן שבת ותן שלום בעיר ירושלים הנה שלום יורד עליי יורד בצהור כנפיים תן שלום ותן שבת בעיר ירושלים Shabbat v'ten shalom ba'ir Yerushalayim Or gadol hinne nidlak be'shonei enayim Ten shalom v'ten shabbat ba'ir Yerushalayim Ten Shabbat v'ten Shalom 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 ba'ir Yerushalayim Thank you.
בעיר ירושלים. אין שבת ותן שלום בעיר ירושלים.
One more of Yoram Gaon. This will be Me'al Pisgat Har HaTzofim.
Me'al Pisgat Har HaTzofim Eshtach Avelach Apayim Me'al Pisgat Har HaTzofim Shalom Lach Yerushalayim Alfei dorot Chalamti alayich Hirot lizkot Be'or panayich Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Livnech Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Mechor votayich evnech Me'al pisgat har hatzofim Eshtacha ve'lach apayim Me'al pisgat har hatzofim Shalom lach Yerushalayim Be'alfei brachot hayi baruchah Mikdash melech ir meluchah Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Ani lo asuz mipo Yerushalayim Yerushalayim Yavo Hamashiach Yavo
Okay, Yoram Gaon, the Frank Sinatra of Israel. Oh, I always liked him. Yeah. Well, a couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of giving a comedy presentation at a temple in West Hartford, my daughter Beth's shul, and met about 100 really fine people. They were interested in laughing, and I certainly helped them get that get that going. One of the selections that I have difficulty playing to a crowd is Jackie Mason. Somehow or other, the words don't come through rather clearly at a presentation. But here, as you're sitting, wherever you're sitting, listening to this music, you'll be able to hear him rather clearly. Now, this is from a few years back, and it'll date you because the kids today, they don't know that there were problems with cell phones. And by the way, what a great thing it was when it first came out. I mean, it was such a wonderful new invention, if you will, to just be able to walk around with the phone all the time. My grandson, my 8-year-old grandson, just got a phone, and he's so excited. What does he know about this? But if you're a few years older, somewhere, I guess, over 35 or 40, you remember when the cell phones first came out. And we'll hear Jackie Mason making fun of that. And then, of course, a little bit about doctors and Simcha. I hope that you're listening. I think you'll enjoy these two bits. This is Jackie Mason. He's in the middle of talking about cell phones. A slight technical problem coming right up. Here's Jackie Mason coming right up.
And the rest of the Jews have to get on the phone in the car. Hello, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. I'm in the car, I'm in the car. You got the wrong number? So what? I'm in the car. I'm in the car. They love to tell you, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. Right now, our Jews are on highways all over America going absolutely nowhere, just yelling, I'm in the car, I'm in the car. And they don't even care that you can't hear one word on the car phone. Could you hear anything? The whole thing is a hearing test. You hear me now? You hear me now? You hear me now? I'm turning the corner. You hear me now? I'm around the corner. You hear me now? Hello, hello, I'm calling. Hello, you hear me now? If the phone in your house worked that way, you would throw it out in a second. For $6, you would throw it right out. But for $9,000, I'm in the car! Not only that, they're always involved in accidents because of these car phones. They're always involved in accidents because they have no time to watch the highway. They're too busy thinking, who else could I call? I could call, I could call. I could call. Gentiles are crashing from drinking and Jews are crashing from dialing. I'm in the car. Hello, 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 hello. Tell the truth. You ever see a completely healthy Jew in your life? I never saw one. I never saw a completely healthy Jew in my life. Jews are always sick. That's why Jews are all experts on doctors. Why, did you ever see a Jew that's not an expert on doctors? I don't know one Jew in the world that doesn't know the biggest doctor, the biggest. If a Gentile needs a doctor, he sees a sign, doctor, close enough. A clinic, when a Jew needs a doctor, they consult with every doctor in it. There is not one Jew that's not a consultant upon doctors and doctors. By the time they pick out a doctor, they'll all tell you, this is the biggest doctor, the biggest. Jews only know the biggest. I never met a Jew that doesn't know the biggest. You know how big he is, the Lord. He is so big. The Lord tell you the same thing. You can't get in. You can't get in. That's how big he is. You can't get in. If a Jew hears you could get in, they'll never go there. Jews only go to doctors where you can't get in. You can't get in. You can't get in. Before you know, 300 Jews are online. What are you doing here? I heard you can't get in. I'm here. Why, are you sick? Not right now, but I'm not going to wait till the last minute. They always tell you you can't get in, and they always tell you you can't get in for the same reason. It's always the same reason, because he's the head of the hospital. Did you ever hear of a Jew in your life that went to a doctor who's not the head? If he's not the head, they wouldn't even talk to him. He's only for Gentiles. Forget about it. Jews only go to the head. He is the head, the Lord, the head. Not only the head of this hospital, he's the head of every hospital. Used to be the head of Mount Sinai. Now he's the head of Mount Hebron. They wanted him to be the head of Mount Rushmore. He turned it down. He is too big. He is so big, you can't get in. You know how long it takes to see this doctor? 8 years. 8 years is the minimum. The Lord tell you, 8 years, the minimum. Minimum is 8 years. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 11 years. 11 years, minimum. Minimum, 11 years. The other guy always has to top you. What's 11 years? 11. My doctor, 23 years, minimum. Minimum. That's with a connection. Without a connection, 39 years, minimum. You think that's a doctor? My doctor is so big that nobody has seen him yet. Nobody ever saw this doctor. That's how big he is. One guy saw him, couldn't believe it. He died from the shock.
My doctor is so big, nobody's ever seen him. I think that's such a great, great line. Oh, my gosh. Jackie Mason. We saw him on the street just recently, and he's getting a little old, sad to say. Well, I'm happy that he's... He isn't the way he used to be. And anyway, we're going to hear from Itzik Eshel. No, not Yitzhak Eshel, but this is Itzik Eshel. I really have no idea if he's related. It could be. Let's hear Shalom Aleichem, sort of a Sephardic leaning towards this particular recording. A lot of fun. Itzik Eshel.
Shalom Aleichem Malachei Hasharem מלאך עליון, מלאך רחמים. הקדוש ברוך
הוא.
מלאכי השלום, מלאכי הרליון, מלאכי רחמים, מלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא. ושיבתכם לשלום, מלאכי השלום, מלאכי השלום,
Okay, we're listening to Itzhak Eshel. As I mentioned, I don't know if he's related to Yitzhak Eshel. Could be. I'll be in Israel in a few weeks. I'll try to find out. Ki Eshmera Shabbat. I think Shomer is to guard and to preserve the Sabbath. Another selection by Itzhak Eshel. Itzhak Eshel. Okay, we'll hear more from him in the future. New, well, It was a new album for me. I picked it up in Yerushalayim a few months back. Okay, Paul Zim. This is, I really enjoy some of his, a lot of his selections. I believe this is, could it be that he wrote this? I'm not quite sure. It's Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, kelbekotch. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Birkia, birkia huzo. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, bikurosa. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, b'nei vel v'chinor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, b'soch u'mochol. Hallelujah, b'n minin v'yugav. Hallelujah, hallelujah, b'sei kashofor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, b'nei vel v'chinor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, b'soch u'mochol. Hallelujah, b'minim v'yugav. Hallelujah, b'tzilzelei shomah. Hallelujah, b'tzilzelei seruah. Hallelujah, b'tzilzelei shomah. Betzil zelei, betzil zelei struo. Kolan chomo te hallel ko. Kolan chomo te hallel ko. Kolan chomo te hallel ko. Hallelujah, hallelujah, kolan chomo te hallel ko. Kolan chomo te hallel ko. Kolan chomo te hallel ko. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jan Pierce next with Shah Still.
Piesken singen, schreien alle Rebenju, oi Rebenju, oi Rebenju. Schau, still, mach nicht kein Gerede, der Rebe geht kein Tanz wieder. Schau, still, mach nicht kein Gewalt, der Rebe geht kein tanzen bald. Schau, still, mach nicht kein Gerede, der Rebe geht kein tanzen wieder. Schau, still, mach nicht kein Gewalt, der Rebe geht kein tanzen bald. Betanzt, steht öffnen in Himmel.
Nicht kein Gerede, der Rebbe geht schon tanz wieder. Schau, still, macht nicht kein Gewalt, der Rebbe geht schon tanz im Wald. Dem Lach mit groes Meure. Schau, still, mach nicht kein Gerede, der Rebbe geht schon tanzen wieder. Schau, still, mach nicht kein Gewalt, der Rebbe wird schon tanzen bald. Still, mach nicht kein Gewalt, der Rebbe geht schon tanzen bald. Still,
Jan Pierce, yes, we heard him earlier with S. Brent. He's really something, isn't he? Let's hear a favorite of mine. You know, the big four for me, Bensian Schenker and Avram Fried, Mordechai Ben-David, and Shlomo Kalbach. Those were the four that I sort of got started with in the late 70s and the early 80s, and they've always been my favorites. And I'm nuts about Bensian Schenker. This is Ufduye Hashem, Bensian Schenker.
Hashem, Yishuv Uvon, Uvotzi Yoyim Brinda. Uftu Yei Hashem, Yishuv Uvon, Uvotzi Yoyim Brinda. V'simcha Asoylom, Al Roisham, Sosoyim Simcha Yasigo, V'nosu Yagay V'nacha. Simcha Asoyla Al Roisham Sosayim Simcha Yasigo Benaso Yorkai Vandacha Tu Yei Hashem Yeshuvu Uvau Tziyon Grino Tu Yei Hashem Yeshuvu Uvau Tziyon Grino
Sim, Chaya.
Uvduye Hashem with Bensi and Shanker. We'll next hear an early recording of Binyamin Muller. It was Sounds from Africa, was it? Anyway, this is Yismichu, Binyamin Muller from Antwerp. Binyamin Muller with Yismichu. Well, we started the program with Richard Tucker, and we'll conclude it with Rozhenke's Mit Mandlin. Richard Tucker.
Also, hört zu, Freunde. Klare Weißziegelein.
Galle his geforn handle. Das wird sein dein Beruf. Rasch in Kös mit Mann.
Okay, that was Tucker with Rozhinkas with Mondlin. We have time for a couple of minutes more. Let's hear David Werdiger with Hu Elokeinu. Okay, well, that was a problem with the CD, and well, That was a wonderful recording. I'll have to re-record that and play that for you in a future program. David Werdiger with Juelo Cano. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of Jewish soul music, and stay tuned for the next hour of Chazanut. So, shalom, everyone.